A JT Thomas block punt for a safety, one of the few highlights from Sunday's season opener. The Jaguars fall 28-2 to the Kansas City Chiefs, and let the questions begin. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda, JP Shadrick with Jeff Lagerman. Certainly not the start to the season that most anticipated around.
No, not, definitely not, and you didn't expect that type of an outcome against a team like the Kansas City Chiefs, who also finished last year 2-14.
Let's get into this game now. The Jaguars could not find an offensive rhythm Sunday. Only three first downs in the first half, three sacks of Blaine Gabbert, 49 yards of offense at halftime on only 30 plays. Field position is huge, of course. The Chiefs set up twice deep in Jags territory in the first quarter. Big punt return back to the 25-yard line. A few plays later, it was 7-2. Not long after that, an interception return deep in Jags territory, 14-2 in the blink of an eye. A Charles touchdown in the second quarter made it 21-2, but this play in the fourth really kind of summed up the day. Gabbert's second interception returned for a 10-yard touchdown, Tamba Ali. It was 28-2. Gabbert did leave this game after a fourth-quarter scramble, a cut on his right hand, blood. He was sewn up with 15 stitches after the game, and that right hand has really taken a beating in the preseason and now again in week one. Okay, Jeff, let's start with Blaine. You know, he was inefficient, had some drops, some errant throws here or there. Where do you start with this performance?
Well, I think it's a shared responsibility. I think the offense as a whole did not have a very good day. To me, it starts up front. The protection has to be better, particularly with a quarterback who went into that game knowing that he had a thumb issue and the protection was not very strong. I think if he was able to get a little bit of a rhythm early in that game, I think the outcome could have been different, but certainly not the start up front that you wanted to have, because they've got some very good players. And give the Kansas City Chiefs credit now. Four Pro Bowlers on that defensive side of the ball, on the defensive side of the ball. Tamba Ali, Justin Houston, the two outside rushers, Derek Johnson, a fantastic middle backer, and Eric Berry, the safety. They are very good.
You know, he's on his back six times in the game. How many of those are line issues, but how many of those are quarterback issues?
Well, I don't have the exact number, but certainly they are shared. There was a couple different times in the ball game that disturbed me, and those were where the Kansas City Chiefs only rushed three, and they ended up getting a sack in one instance and also got a hit on Blaine Gabbert that forced an errant throw. You know, a lot of people's reaction is to say it's all the quarterback, and it's never just all the quarterback. It's about team. Offense is a precision game, and when it's off slightly, it looks bad.
Field position, of course. In the first half, the Jags averaged starting field position on their own 20. The Chiefs in the first half started on their own 41-yard line in the first half. Got to have field position.
You got to have field position, you know, and you've got to also make your own field position as an offense. If you can have a fairly productive drive, that also carries over to the next series for your offense to where you have a more favorable field position. And one thing you can't do that happened in that ball game is turn the ball over when there was a miscommunication. Let's look at a play that I thought was critical in that ball game, the first interception by Blaine Gabbert. Here's the second and eight. Cecil Shorts at the top of the screen, and you'll notice here, he's got a cornerback that's playing off, and Blaine Gabbert throws the ball, and Cecil's not even looking. Clearly a miscommunication between quarterback and wide receiver, and that can't happen because you'll see that Brandon Flowers ends up returning this ball all the way down to about the 24, 21-yard line, and so you're giving the Kansas City Chiefs offense a point-blank range. Now, you would have liked to have seen the defense to be able to respond in a sudden change situation there and not allow the Kansas City Chiefs to score, but, hey, that's not easy to do, and they were put in some tough situations throughout the game. I did like the way the defense responded as the game wore on, and it helped not having Jamal Charles there for bits of time on that third and one where he got hurt.
It's tough to ask a young and a lot of new faces on defense just to do that all day long, though.
Well, it is, and the offense certainly has to kind of carry their weight. But, you know, I blame a lot of that on the fact that in training camp, Cecil Shorts had a calf. He missed some time. Blaine Gabbert missed some time leading up to that game. You know, offense is all about a rhythm, and it's about continuity, and they haven't had a lot of that so far in the preseason.
Time to hear from the Ozone. Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier says, don't overreact to 1 week.
I'm John Osier with a view from the Ozone. Well, here we are, a game into the regular season, and already, what else? Fans are ready to cut players, they're demanding wholesale changes, and yes, they're ready to throw in the towel in the season. All this in the wake of a 28-2 loss to the Chiefs in Sunday's opener. Well, there are going to be changes all season, though not necessarily wholesale. And the quarterback change people are demanding? Well, injury is the only way that happens anytime soon. But most importantly, if you're giving up on the season, then you're missing the point of what this season is all about. The Jaguars didn't talk much about record this offseason for a reason. They're in the first year of a building process, and there's a lot of foundation left to be built, maybe even in places where we thought the foundation was further along. I'm speaking of the offensive line, an area that needs to be a strength and needs to play a lot better than it did Sunday. That's a huge priority for the short term, and that needs to happen for the Jaguars to improve. And to be realistic, that's what this season is about, getting a little better area by area, week by week. That's how you get better in the short term and eventually the long term. That's something to watch and something important. And watching it, it's a lot better than throwing in the towel after week one.
All right, Jeff. West Coast swing, a 10-day road trip coming up this week.
Yeah, at Oakland and at Seattle, when you've got an offense that's struggling, it's not going to be easy for this team to get that rhythm going because you're out of your comfort zone and you're preparing, which is going to be in a hotel and also foreign practice environment.
Great stuff as always. Thanks.
All right, JP.
That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda.